you know? I'm trying to stop you from giving it because I think you need it. You know, but you're making me feel so guilty.
I didn't mean to do that.
No, don't feel bad. You're making me want to feel his suffering, too. You know what? I have a coat. My coat is not worn out like his, so I don't have a sweater. So I'll be a little bit chilly, but not as chilly as he is. He could use the sweater. You know what? I'm going to give him the sweater. Okay, let's go.
And the two Kinderlach, they walked over to him. And they came closer and closer. And they got up to him. And Zorach was there. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. How you feeling, guys? You guys want to build a snowman? You want to build a snowman? Oh, boy, it's cold. Isn't it cold today? Don't worry, but I guess if we could warm ourselves up, we would build, you know what, maybe we should build an igloo. Yeah, that would be better.
I got something better.
You like what?
Here, have this.
What? Boots? But what are you gonna wear?
Don't worry. I want you to have it.
No. I couldn't take it from you. I couldn't take it from you. What are you gonna wear?
Don't worry about me. I got an old pair of boots at home that I could wear. But you don't have any boots. So take this. I want you to take it.
No, I can't.
I want you to take it.
I don't want to take it because I don't want you to be without a boot.
Don't worry. I won't be without a boots. Come on. Please take it. Take it. I'm giving you with my full heart. I'm telling you. I want you to have it. I can feel that you're freezing. I can feel it. You understand? See, I took off my boots, and now I'm wearing my socks, but you don't even have socks, and I'm freezing, so I know how you feel. I want you to have a pair of boots. Okay? I want you to have a pair of boots.
Oh, thank you so much. Let me try it on. See if it fits. Wow, it fits. Oh, they're nice and warm for my feet. Wow.
And you know what? I want to give you my new sweater. Here, it's for you.
Oh, I can't take it from you. Are you going to give me this sweater? What are you going to wear?
Don't worry about me. I got other sweaters at home. You need it. Go ahead, take it.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you.
It's all right. Don't worry.
Now, once they got into the habit of it didn't stop there. Suddenly the two boys got together and they said,
Dosab said, I think that maybe we should talk to our Rebbe, Reb Naftolcha Zisman. We should get him to teach him. Yeah, but how are we going to get him to do that? He has no money to pay. His mother doesn't have anything. We'll get him to do it as a mitzvah. But how? Leave it to me. Come on, let's go.
And so the two of them went to Reb Naftolcha, and they came early to the cheder.
Reb Naftolcha, can I talk to you?
Hey, Kinderlach, sure, what's the problem? What would you like to talk about? Yeah, you did a wonderful job. wait a second, why are you wearing old boots? And why are you wearing that schmata's feather underneath your coat? Didn't your Zaydis give you a...
Yeah, but we felt that Zorach, you know, needs it more than us, you know. So we wanted to be Isaac at the mitzvah of Noiseyem Oilim Chaveirai. Noiseyem Oilim Chaveirai.
So tell me, zug me.
I love it. And I told you know how to joke.
Okay, seriously speaking. Anyways, on a serious note, what happened to you,
Well, to tell you the truth, we did the mitzvah of Noisib Imchavera. Didn't you teach us that?
Of course I taught you that. I'm sure, yes, it's a very important mitzvah. When I told you about the Bikoine Torah, this is one of the mitzvahs, yes. Why? Excuse me, Don't stay so close to me. I think I have a little bit of a cold.
It's all right. That's one thing that we'll try not to catch. Anyways, Rebbe, really, is it true that when you teach Torah, you're really not supposed to take any money for it?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what's the reason why you get paid?
Well, that's because, you see, I could learn much greater and much more and at a faster pace if I was learning on my level. But when I teach a kinderlach like you, I have to come down to your level, you understand? So for me to come down to your level, it means that I learn slower, you understand? I don't want you to feel bad, has to show that you're learning so slow, because you have to start off slow and then you work yourself up. So you're paying me for the time I could have used for the other. You know, you're paying me for my time, not for my teaching the Torah.
Oh, so basically, your time is covered if, Yuri, that's me, and Yukasil, that's my friend over there, if the two of us, pay you, then really, your time is covered, right?
Yes, of course, yes, for sure.
And if, there's a third boy who can't afford to pay, and he's a good boy, and he doesn't make any trouble, then, you could teach him the Shei Mitzvahs, right?
Oh boy, smart boys. All right, you can bring your friend Zorach over. We'll teach him also.
And sure enough, they brought Zorach over. And Zorach was teaching. But then, unfortunately, because they lived in a broken-down house, and there wasn't much heat in the house, eventually his mother got sick, and unfortunately Zorach lost his mother also.